Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the defeat of ISIS is nearing, but warns of continuing domestic terror threats. But experts aren't so convinced that we've seen the end of the terror group. James Just has more.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull recently concluded talks in the US Capitol, saying there is a real chance for the end of ISIS and their dreams of a caliphate, but also saying the struggle against terrorism will continue. Speaking to reporters in Washington's National Mall, Mr. Turnbull says we could see real progress in the next 6 months.
The good news in terms of the battle against Daesh or ISIL is that we are continuing to roll them back, and we look forward to further gains over the course of the next 6 months or so. There is a very real prospect of completing the defeat of Daesh in the battlefield, ending their so-called caliphate. Of course, the struggle against terrorism will continue for many years to come.
Mr. Turnbull says Syria will likely be unstable for a few years after Islamic State has ended, requiring an ongoing international security presence with the potential for a power vacuum after ISIS is dispatched. But the Prime Minister warns that lone terrorists will become a more prominent threat in countries like the United States and Australia.
I am more optimistic about the defeat of ISIL on the battlefield and the end of their caliphate, or their so-called caliphate, their so-called state. The challenges of finding a political reconciliation in Syria, however, remain formidable.
Professor of Social Economics at the University of Technology in Sydney, Jock Collins, says Mr. Turnbull is being too optimistic, saying there will always be another group like ISIS to inspire lone wolf terrorists.
I think the Prime Minister is being a bit optimistic to say that ISIS is near defeat. I'm not sure about that. I hope that he's correct in this particular one. But even if that were the case, there are a lot of sort of individual, sort of lone cat type of people who are taking up that mantle. So even if the formal body of ISIS were dismantled, there would still be a lot of people, I think, still having that particular agenda. So I think it'll be quite some time before the world is free from that sort of that terrorism that's generated by that particular movement.
Mr. Collins says groups like ISIS are hard to get rid of, and the end of ISIS may take longer than anticipated. Head of the Counter-Terrorism Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Jacinta Carroll, warns that though ISIS may disappear, other groups may emerge and that Australia should always be on guard.
The Prime Minister is correct in saying that it's likely that that territory and indeed IS's dominance in Iraq and Syria will be gone in the next few months. We know that there are plannings for an offensive by coalition forces against Mosul in northern Iraq, which is essentially the capital for IS. That doesn't mean that Islamist extremism will go away, and it doesn't mean that IS itself will necessarily disappear. It may spawn other groups, and there are certainly some other very active groups who will continue to seek to conduct violent extremist acts in Australia, in Indonesia, in Europe, in our region.
When asked whether the disposal of ISIS will reduce the threat of domestic terror attacks in Australia, Ms. Carroll says there will always be problems Australia needs to foresee and manage.
Some of the attraction and some of the status that IS has had through owning some territory will certainly be gone once their territory has been removed, and we consider that that will likely reduce some of the attraction, particularly for Australians and others seeking to travel to those countries. You know, there's not a territory, there's not an active conflict, and it's not as easy to go there, and the legitimacy has gone. But that doesn't mean that the threat won't continue to be there. There's a very big global network, there's a big online network supporting people, so we'll still need to consider that threat and see what it changes into next.
Was Jacinta Carroll from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report by James Just.